This is Rubin, RUBINMAU 927-40. This is an 83-year-old gentleman, married for 2 years, has been under care of Dr. Anthony, H-O-A-N-G, regarding his end-stage prostate cancer. Regarding his prostate cancer, he has stopped taking his prostate cancer medication, i.e., E-I-C-A-L-U-T-A-M-I-D-E, 50 milligram. He's now lays on his couch. He's no longer able to get to his bed. He does not want to go back to his urologist. This has been communicated with the urologist as well, period. He has lost 20 pounds recently. He has required hospitalization for rectal bleeding, but he refused any workup, period. Social, he'd never been a heavy smoker, drinker. He had one son who passed away, recently married 2 years ago. He was a complete pipe worker in the past. Allergy, non-surgery, has had hip and knee surgery, family history. Mom and dad died of old age, and one may have had a cancer. Once again, he was has been taken care of by Dr. Anthony Hong, H-O-A-N-G, regarding his prostate cancer. But his pain has increased with most likely bony metastasis. He's become much weaker. He's now bitten, bowel and bladder incontinent. He needs help to transition to end-of-life care at home. His wife, Terry, is his primary caregiver and tells me that they're no longer able to go back and forth to physician's office, period. They're in need of a hospital bed, but they're having a hard time coming up with a place where they can put the hospital bed. Meanwhile, he's sleeping on his couch. As I mentioned, COVID immunization, none. Review of system, weight loss, confusion, bowel and bladder incontinence, severe weakness, protein, calorie, malnutrition. His exam, blood pressure, 110 over 90, pulse is 92, respirations 18. Heart, pulse 1, pulse 2, lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, neck shows no lymphadenopathy. Skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa dry. Lower extremity shows evidence of muscle wasting. Assessment, have an 83-year-old woman with end-stage prostate cancer who no longer wants to continue with his oral chemotherapeutic agent drug. He's bedbound, weak, bowel and bladder incontinent. Needs a hospital bed if they can find a place to put it in their apartment. He has protein, calorie, malnutrition. He sleeps most of the time. He's not eating very much. Dr. Anthony Hong is aware of his grave prognosis. Thank you. Wants to be cared for at home, does not want to go back and forth to the hospital, and wants to be kept comfortable till he passes away. Thank you. Everybody's gonna die.